Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song. Yeah!
and good morning. How is everybody? Welcome to another edition of Question Radio, which is the Veterans Radio. We're going to go down the line and have everybody say good morning. First of all, I'd like to introduce Mr. Shelton Harris. Good morning, Mr. Harris.
Good morning, everyone.
All right. Tanisha Gardner, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay. And student host Walter Pierce, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
And the real deal, Justin Hill, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Now, everyone, music is like poetry and has a message. And history, like a diamond, shines clear to the truth. You see, words have meanings that we can comprehend, like definitions. And news can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now, I'm asking you to pull back our musical curtains to see and hear the contributions of our diaspora. And you're sure to find our quest moment, where we attempt to make waves. Indeed, vibration. So I want to thank you once again for joining us to hear a different perspective of our community. Now, student hosts Walter Pierce and Justin Hill present three segments each that will incite you to learn more details on your own history. Now, they'll be talking about history definitions and community-minded musical artists. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy. You're now about to embark upon our quest journey. And I now introduce you once again, Mr. Walter Pierce. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, live on 85 from the campus of Phoenix Falls and California. You see, history is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflection of your past self, the pain of your mother, the curse of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, and you are bound to find yourself. Now, my diamond segment this week is on Mary Church. Mary Church Sprout was a writer, educator, activist, and co-founder of the National Association of Colored Women. She was born in Memphis, Tennessee on 1963. Lived a life of privilege due to the economic success of her parents, both former slaves. Her mother owned a hair salon, while her father was the first black millionaire in the South due to his business and real estate dealings. Church left her hometown of Memphis at an early age to enroll at the elementary school at the College Laboratory School in Ohio. She remained in Ohio to attend both Oberlin Academy and Oberlin College. While she earned a Bachelor's of Arts in Classical Languages in 1884. She earned a Master's degree from Oberlin 4 years later. Although her father disapproved of her working, Church became a teacher after graduating from Oberlin. She taught at Wilberforce College in Ohio before moving to Washington, D.C. in 1887 to join the faculty at N Street Colored High School, which later became Dunbar High School. While in Washington, she met a fellow teacher named Anna Julia Cooper, as well as the man she would marry, Robert Perez, chairman of the school's language department. Since married, women could not work as teachers in Washington, D.C., so she resigned when they wed in 1891. You know, when we talk about more about Mary Church Terrell, she will end up actually founding, again, the National Association of Colored Women's NACW and became its first president. They adopted a certain slang, which goes as lifting as we climb, and it promoted racial uplift through education and community activism. Now, when you also think about this program, the NACW, you only think their main support is just with women of color, but they also greatly supported all people of color throughout their time, and they're still an active group currently. So when they first initiated, you know, their main focus was really about the voting rights of both African-American men and women during the time. You know, during her tenure as the president of the group, from 1986 to 1901, she became a well-known speaker and writer in the United States and overseas. Again, she supported the women's suffrage movement, even as segregationists tried to exclude black women from the cause. In 1898 to 1900, Terrell attended the biennial meetings of the National American Women's Suffrage Association, where she stressed that African Americans had to confront sexual and racial barriers. During a visit in Germany in 1904, she presented a speech to the International Council of Women entirely in German. And also, you know, she was somebody who was very active in political causes as well. She was the president of the Women's Republic League in Washington, D.C., that really focused on directing programs to help benefit African-American women. She also served at the Washington's Board of Education in an unpaid position, and she will later sign the charter that established the NAACP as well. So you see all these things that, you know, Mary Church Terrell has been a part of, and the great accomplishments that she has had throughout her career, you know, being able to be president and pushing these type of programs and movements throughout her life. You know, this was during a very hard time, again, for African Americans. This was during the late 1800s, early 1900s. You know, still a lot of racial differences and a lot of the racial issues during that time, of course. So her being able to be a part of these type of big programs, you know, co-signing for the NAACP, being very active in politics, shows that, you know, she was really a big leader during her time and somebody who actually stepped up and showed how we could progress as a society. Now, again, that concludes my segment on Mary Church Terrell for Diamonds. You are tuned in to 89.5 WSOU. And my name is Walter Pierce.
Now I want to bring in some of our panelists and let them chop it up on Mary Terrell Church. Mary Church Terrell,
yeah.
I'm saying wrong. Please correct me there, Walter. Anyway, right. Well, listen, I want to say.
But I'm going to come in here this afternoon.
You going to come in this afternoon? We need you to come in now. Right. We're going to go straight to Tanisha Gardner. And here's a woman who's done significant things throughout her life. And do you have a comment or a suggestion to the information that Walter just delivered?
Thank you, Walter. This is my first time ever hearing of her, so I'm happy that every week we get to do this because we get to learn about so many different people, especially affluent people that really, you know, shaped our history and our, especially in our time now. In the 1800s, we had millionaires. I think that's very profound. And it's like, what did they do then? What did her father do then? And what can we do now to replicate what they're doing? And especially if you're a millionaire, it's like you can, you know, employ so many people, especially in your community. And I think that's very powerful that she had, you know, a great mother and father to be able to educate her to the extent that she was so powerful. And it just, you know, makes you think, what can we do now in our time? And especially it's encouraging, you know, for us to keep the fight going, you know, especially within politics, where we see we always need to make a stand and especially change the laws and be able to create programs, you know, for our community.
Okay. Thank you so much for that input. Because it is about community. Mr. Harris, I want to bring you in, and here's a question for you. Some people say that you live and then you die. And here's a woman that Walter has presented to us, and she has left an indelible mark on history. What do you have to say?
Now, yeah, again, like Tanisha said, this was my first time hearing about this individual. But there was a different strength and courage that our people had at that time based, you know, facing even worse conditions that we're facing today and still able to stand up and do the things that it takes to make it better for our community. And she gets kudos for doing that, you know, and there was a lot of people that were doing the same thing that we didn't hear about because, like I said, I never heard about her. You know, but we have a very strong history of women stepping up and doing a lot of stuff in our community, and we need to always shine on women. For without them, there's no us.
And that is so true. One of my biggest heroes from history is Ida B. Wells, another indelible mark on history. And definitely someone that we have spoken about and we will continue to talk about. I think it's so important for us to remember that there is a blueprint for activism for the upliftment and motivation and encouragement of African Americans. That blueprint is based on financial freedom, cooperative economics, and understanding where we come from, and our history. And so as we move on to the next song, right, I want everyone to keep that in mind. And I'm going to play another cut by Kendrick Lamar, who is indeed today's Curtains. So we'll talk about him later on.
All my life I had to fight. All my life I... Hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm f***ed up, homie, you f***ed up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. We're pretty, Benjamin is the highlight. And I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it, I know it's illegal. I don't think about it, I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, in a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it, every day I seek you. If I got it, then you know you got it, heaven I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pit back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright, alright.
We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me, do you feel me, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright, huh, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright, do you hear me, do you feel me, we gon' be alright. In my prayers,
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me, so I went running for answers.
And the answer is, we continue our journey and our quest with the real deal, Justin Hill, in his segment of Definition. Good morning again, Justin. Take it away.
Good morning, everybody. This is the host, Justin Hill, on WSOU. My first segment, which is Definitions, will be on entrepreneurship. This segment provides listeners with words and the meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And entrepreneurship is the act of starting a business in the hope of earning a profit. Entrepreneurship also plays an important role in moving our marketplace forward. In addition, there is a type of entrepreneurship called small business entrepreneurship. It is the process of starting a business knowing you will not plan to turn it into a franchise or large corporation. An example of a small business is a mom and pop store or local bodega in your neighborhood. And the reason why I chose entrepreneurship is because there are many businesses and companies in the world, and that concludes my segment on definitions. I thank you guys for listening to Student Host Justin Hill on WSOU.
Okay, so Justin, I need to ask you, from your definition, have you been inspired or encouraged as you grow up to become an adult? Do you want to have your own business, or would you prefer just to be an employee? And I have to say it, or you just haven't made up your mind yet.
I have started about thinking my own business, and I have had my own business before.
Okay. All right. You know, Justin, I think my first business experience as an entrepreneur, needing finances and not being willing to go out and try to rob anybody, I actually went to the supermarket and helped people bag their groceries and also help them to take their groceries to their car or to their home if they live close in the neighborhood. And that was my first experience of just working for myself and actually, you know, selling myself to people in the grocery store. Hey, can I help you, you know, bag your groceries? And by the way, can I help you with your bags to your car? And I have to tell you, everyone did not say yes. There was some no's in there. And my second, as a newspaper boy, actually delivering newspapers to people's homes, and not only delivering the papers, but going to collect the money, which was always a challenge. People felt that the newspaper should be free. That's the way they acted when they didn't answer the door. But it was all part of an experience and a building lesson or lesson for me as I went forward in life. Anyway, entrepreneurship is part of the blueprint for financial freedom. And, you know, let me just say or ask the panelists, I'm going to start with Tanisha again, any words of encouragement or ideas about entrepreneurship that you would like to lend to this discussion right now?
Yeah, definitely. Entrepreneurship is very important because it's like you're finding what some of the problems are within a community and you create a solution to it. And so that's definitely, a big deal. So I'll definitely, commend you and definitely keep continuing to, I wonder, what was your business? Because you never mentioned it, what it was, because I know you said you was an entrepreneur at one time, but you stopped doing it.
You talking to me?
No, Justin. Justin said that he had a business at one time, if I'm not mistaken.
No, he didn't say that. Justin, speak up for yourself.
I said I had a business because I used to paint and I had a business about that.
Oh, that's so cool. So definitely you should revisit it and always fine tune what you're doing. You know, and they say in business, every no is closer to a yes. And then when you find those no's, it builds your it builds you up. You know, it builds your confidence. It builds your integrity. It builds your resiliency because you're not giving up when someone says no. And then also with your creativity, always practice every day. And that's how you get better at what you're doing and master your craft.
Okay. So I'm going to go straight to Walter. Walter, any words for your little brother here and his aspiration to become an entrepreneur?
I mean, really the first part of being an entrepreneur is you just got to have confidence because he's right. Like every time, like it doesn't matter what type of business you have or what you're trying to do, there's going to be some no's in there. There's going to be people who reject you, and you're just going to have to learn how to just move past that and understand that that's just life. So once you really get used to, like, you know you're going to get a no sometimes, but you still just keep going. Because eventually somebody's eventually going to say yes to whatever idea you have, then that's going to really make you a really good entrepreneur. And you just have to figure out what you like. Make your business around something that, you know, you enjoy doing, not something that, you know, seems forced. Make it something you actually like doing.
Right. That is so important. It can't just be all about the money, right? Okay, the best for last, Mr. Harris, take it away.
Yeah, as far as entrepreneurship, that's really the basis of what we're going to need to build our community up, because it all starts with economics. And as long as we understand that we have to spend our money amongst ourselves at least a few times before we give the money to outside communities, as long as we understand that, then we understand that we'll have a place at the table because we'll have something to bring.
Okay. You know, as I made it into a joke, because I heard it before, and it is no joke, but in our community, you know, and I'm going to use Nork as the example, but when we go shopping for clothes and different types of goods and services, a lot of time we find ourselves, because Mr. Harris, you bring up a good point, we find ourselves going out into other communities and neighborhoods, you know. And so the joke is, you know, who gets up and says, hey, I'm going shopping in Newark, okay? And we need to change that paradigm and be able to offer goods and services at a fair price that people, that make people interested to shop and spend their money in their own community, specifically in ours. I trust that just brings a little perspective to what we're talking about. As we continue musically, here's a little jazz piece. Back over as our journey continues, our quest.
Thank you. And for my second segment of today, it is the definition. You see, this segment provides the listener with words in their meaning so that we could achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. My definition for this week is on task. And, you know, task is a piece of work to be done or undertaken. Now, when we talk about a piece of work that needs to be done or undertaken, let's relate that to our current state right now, as people of color in this country. There's still progression with both housing and civil laws that still need to be put into effect for people of color in this country today. You know, we talk about things like we're just now getting, you know, the Lynching Act that's just now putting into place after all of these years that, you know, it should have been put into act. Finally, that task is being done now. There's still issues. There's still discrimination in our country. And there's still laws that need to be put in place in relation to that. You know, hate crimes, you know, denying people because of their race, their religion. We can even go for, as far as that. You know, just blatant ignorance that is in our country. That is the task that still needs to be done. And for people, you know, who say, you know, everything's fine now, you know, everybody's equal, everybody has the same rights. You know, we are very much in a better state than we were hundreds of years ago, of course. But still, there shouldn't be issues with people because of how they look or what religion they support. So that's what I wanted to add for my definition for task for today. And I really want to bring it to the panel and just ask, like, what jobs and tasks do you feel like still needs to be done in our society today?
Okay, I'm going to jump right on top of that. First of all, the business model in America is based off of, believe it or not, slavery. And here's how. It has a Latin derivative. There are two types of tasks when you look at the definition. One is in form of gang task, right, where you work from sun up to sundown and you repeat that model over and over again, as in or during slavery. The other one, the other task, is where you work a certain amount of hours a day completing a task, and then you have the rest of the time of the day to yourself. And I say to you that, you know, as entrepreneurs, as you seek to start your own businesses or run your business, we need to change that paradigm. We need to change that model that fits something more that is in the benefit of humanity. Because at the end of the day, I believe that you don't want to spend your time working for someone else, making them rich and millionaires, and spending all your time, you know, trading your time for money when you can do it for yourself. Now, I know, well, actually, I didn't go left field. You opened up the floor, and this is what I had to contribute as far as my conversation and comments. So I'm going to go straight to Mr. Harris. And Mr. Harris, do you have a comment on, first of all, Walter's piece and maybe even my comment as well?
Task is a very good word. And like you were saying, like a lot of words in the English language, there's usually more than one meaning. And, you know, and the fact that the whole capitalist society, like you were saying, is based off of having people, having other people making your wealth for you instead of you doing it for yourself. That's the task at hand today. But we need to, like you said, change it around so that it's more of a cooperative type thing where if I do something, you do something, and we both get something instead of me do the work and you get the reward. You know, so that's a very good word.
Okay. Tanisha?
Yeah, task. Walter, I like how you put it together, especially how you tie it into the current situations that we're going through now, especially in the city of Newark with this housing crisis and how the tax was literally, I guess, not done on purpose to be able to preserve low-income housing. Because I guess especially when you look at some of the documentaries and how they spoke about, our housing and how it was, how we had slumlords then and we have it now. And it's like, and especially if we have policies in place for that not to happen, what happened to that task? Why didn't they follow through? And look at the repercussions now that that we are going through in the city of Newark, especially when they just won a case, many years ago through the federal government, where they were supposed to do one for one replacement if they ever, tore down low income housing, and it's sad. It's like, why did it have to get to the point where the property was so dilapidated that it had to be torn down? Why didn't you make it in the way that it was preserved? And it just makes you think, and especially what we do now, how do we buy back our blocks, especially when the real estate is so high now and people are you can't even pay their rent. So, how do you change that tax to make it work for everyone?
Yeah, well, you raised a question, and my answer is, there was a little a flip in there, because you say low-income housing. Well, that has been transformed into affordable housing. And the question that Mr. Harris would say, and I don't mean to put words in your mouth, affordable for whom? All right? And which leads us to another word, gentrification. Right, we want to gentrify the neighborhood. Newark is being gentrified, and this is what is going on. And how do we find solutions type of occurrences where people, like you said, can't afford to pay their rent? And that's just one issue when we talk about the word task and actually being able to work and working 40 hours. But you need to work 60 hours in order to be able to stay afloat. And you're only working paycheck to paycheck. My goodness, Walter, you did a great job, because what you did was you changed the word, the definition, and you defined it in your own way. And so I want to commend you on that. Right. Any last words, Walter?
Oh, I just want to thank everybody for, adding input. And, we all have our definitions for every word, but, at the end of the day, it all comes together and all makes sense.
Okay. Right. I didn't mean to leave you out. Justin, you want to make a comment real fast? Okay, so Justin, good morning again. So I'd like for you to just transition into your next segment.
Okay, I'm back. This is the host, Justin Hill, on WSOU. And for our next segment, which is Diamonds, will be on.
Why are you standing on the corner in this building?
Thank you.
Okay, must have been a miscommunication. Justin, take it away.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bay. This is student host Justin Hill on WSOU. My next segment, which is Diamonds, will be on Robert Reed Church, Sr. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and you're bound to find yourself. And Robert Reed Church was a millionaire, business leader, and philanthropist. He was born in Holly Springs, Mississippi on June 18, 1839. And in 1882, Robert Church went into politics. He ran for office for the only time in his career when he lost his campaign for a position on the Memphis Board of Public Works to work for more recreational buildings for black people in the area. Despite his loss, Church never gave up that effort and in 1899 used his own money to purchase a tract of land on Beale Street where he built an auditorium on the surrounding grounds. And the reason why Joe chose Robert Reed Church was because I actually heard about one of his auditoriums, and many people went there, and I think that he's a great man. And that concludes my segment on Diamonds. I thank God for listening to student host Justin Hill on WSOU.
Okay. We want to thank you. Here's a gentleman, Robert Reed Church, senior in the 18th century, who was a millionaire and actually purchased property, right? Tanisha, I know you hadn't heard of him. I hadn't either, right? But just share with us what you think.
That's powerful because he was a developer. The simple fact that he took the land and developed that space, that's really profound. And I, like you said, we have to look at the blueprint. So I guess take the blueprint what he's doing for the city of Newark, that we need to start buying up some of this property and be able to build what we want to see within our communities, and especially what type of businesses can we bring back to the city of Newark to help with the employment? Because at one time, you know, we had many different factories, and you know, my mom used to tell me the story how you could go on one corner for one job, and in another corner you could find another job, and just makes you think, you know, if our ancestors did it then, what can we do now, and how do we maximize our knowledge to make our, you know, our dreams a reality and a vision a reality.
Mr. Harris, thank you very much, Tanisha. Mr. Harris, comment.
Yeah, and like again, I guess that same word keeps coming up, the blueprint, you know, and we knew back then that the way to move ourselves as a community was through economics. And we seem to have lost that. We seem to focus more on education than we do on economics. You know, education means nothing if you have no businesses or anything to use your skills that you learned in college at. If you still have to go outside of your community to make money, what did you really gain by getting college degrees? So back in the day, they knew that it all began with economics. And he was a shining example of just that. Along with many others.
Okay. I want to hand it back over to Walter Pierce. And before I do, I just want to say that it is always an honor to present our segment of Curtains, where we talk about a musical artist and their work behind the curtains of the stage and their contribution to the community from whence they come from, and going sometimes a little bit further to help the needy. And Walter, on that note, I give it to you.
Yeah, and, you know, my current segment actually for this week is on Kendrick Lamar. And when we talk about Kendrick Lamar, you know, just like before his career, you know, he had a stuttering problem. So really speaking was a real issue for him, you know, growing up. And he also grew up in, you know, Compton, California. You know, a lot of great people came out of that city, and you know, it was a lot of dangerous situations that he was in. But you know, Kendrick Lamar has basically just been considered. He's been giving back and showing love back to his community in California. You know, when you have people like the senator of California, and you have people like the mayor of Compton talking highly about Kendrick Lamar. And it shows that even though he's elevated to a point where everybody almost knows him, he still makes sure he gives back to the roots of where he came from and shows love to his community, you know, by donating lots and lots of money, being a supporter of My Brother's Keeper, you know, a big program in America, emphasizing the importance of mentorship, making sure that, you know, young boys of color, especially in rough neighborhoods, have a path where they could succeed at. And, you know, just really collabing with just people who want to make a change. You know, being part of the NAACP, collabing with people like President Barack Obama, you know, it shows how much faith he has in the youth and how he wants to continue to invest. And, you know, also he's done tours, which basically, you know, most of the funds from the tour will be donated back to a cause. So, you know, he had this tour in 2014 where it was just basically the proceedings from the events were donated to charity. And, you know, really the conclusion of this segment is, you know where you came from, know your roots. And even if you get to a point where you elevate so high, make sure you give back to the people who gave to you. And that concludes what I have for Kendrick Lamar. And I thank you for listening. And now let's hear some music by the one and only Kendrick Lamar.
As I get a little older, I realize life is perspective. And my perspective may differ from yours. I want to say thank you to everyone that's been down with me. All my fans, all my beautiful fans. Anyone who's ever gave me a lesson. All my people.
I come from a generation of pain where murder is minor. Rebellious and more jealous, a chip you for designer. Belt buckles and cloud overzealous and prone to violence. Make the wrong turn, be your will of alignment. Residue burn, mist of the inner city. Miscommunication to keep homo detector busy. No protection is risky, desensitized. I vandalize pain, covered up and camouflage. Get used to hearing arsenal rain. Analyze, risk your life, take the charge. Homies, don't f*** your baby mama once you hit the yard. That's culture, 23-hour lockdown. Then somebody called, said your little nephew was shot down. The culture involved. I done seen do 17, hit the halfway house, get out and get his thrown out, looking to buy some car washes played out, new GoFundMe accounts to proceed, a brand new victim, a shatter those dreams, the culture.
To let y'all know what it look like in a bulletproof rover. In my mama's sofa was a doodle popper. Hair trigger, walk up closer. Ain't no photoshopping. Friends bipolar. Grab you by your pocket. No option if you froze up. Always play the offense. Go going to work and selling work, late for work. Working late, praying for work, but he on paperwork. That's the culture, point the finger, promote you. Remote location, witness protection, they gon' hold you. The streets got me f***ed up, y'all can miss me. I wanna represent for us. New revolution was up and moving. I'm in Argentina wiping my tears, full of confusion. Water in between us, another peer's been executed. History repeats again, make amends and find a witness they skin to do it. But that's the culture, crack a bottle. Hard to deal with the pain, we are sober. By tomorrow, we forget the remains, we start over. That's the problem, our foundation was trained to accept whatever follows. Dehumanized, insensitive, scrutinized, the way we live for you and I. Enemy shook my hand, I can promise I'll meet you. In a land where no equal is your equal, never say I ain't told ya. Nah, in a land where hurt people hurt more people, calling it culture.
I want to take this time to thank everyone, more importantly, our panelists, for taking the time out of their schedule, their busy schedules, to be part of Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. And I want to take this moment for Walter to close us out.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations, live on 89.5 from the campus of CN Hall in South Orange. You see, Quest Youth Radio is the best.
Everyone,
the best youth radio.
Yeah. Now, we'll see you next week and then on Saturday. Peace.
Fears always knew that I would make it here, where the energy is magnified and perseveres. Consciousness is synchronized and crystal clear. Euphoria is glorified and made his. Reflecting on my life and what I've done. Paid dues, made rules, change out of love. Them same views, made schools, change curriculums. But didn't change me staring down the barrel of that gun. Should I feel resentful, I didn't see my full potential? Should I feel regret about the good that I was into? Everything is everything, this ain't coincidental. I woke up that morning with more heart to give you. As I bleed through the speakers, feel my presence. To my brother, to my kids, I'm in heaven. To my mother, to my sis, I'm in heaven. To my father, to my wife, I'm serious, this is heaven. To my friends, make sure you count them blessings. To my fans, make sure you make them investments. And to the killer that spared at my demise, I forgive you, just know your soul's in question. I seen the pain in your pupil when that trigger had squeezed. And though you did me gruesome, I was surely relieved. I completed my mission, wasn't ready to leave. But fulfilled my days, my creator was pleased. I can't stress how I love y'all. I don't need to be in flesh just to hug y'all. The memories recollect just because y'all. Celebrate me with respect, the unity we protect is above all. And Sam, I'll be watching over you. Make sure my kids watch all my interviews. Make sure you live out our dreams we produce. Keep that genius in your brain on the move. And to my neighborhood, let the good prevail. Make sure them babies and the leaders out of jail. Live for salvation when troubles get real. Cause you can't help the world until you help yourself. And I can't blame the hood the day that I was killed. You had to see it, that's the only way to feel. And though my physical won't reap the benefits, the energy that carry on and mix still, I want you.